The SCS Restriction Interns are a group of bright young adults who are learning tools for business and life while using the concept of masterminding through reading Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Masterminding Intern Show, where we are discussing the concepts and steps given by Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. My name is Shania Fair, and today we have intern Kamari to discuss the impact Think and Grow Rich has had on us.
Hi, good afternoon.
So today, we're just going to be discussing Think and Grow Rich. We'll get into Chapter 6 a little bit. On it, as we've read all of the chapters, what has been your opinion on Think and Grow Rich, Kamari?
Yes. Well, my opinion on the chapter or the overall book?
Just the overall book right now, and we'll get into Chapter 6 a little later.
Overall, this book is pretty much telling me how to become a better leader and to become more sure of myself and more of my future. This book is pretty much a step-by-step guide on what you need to do in your day-to-day life to make sure the things that you want can happen.
Yes, the same. It's kind of been, for me, just realizing a lot about myself, because it kind of just cut and dry. It tells you the mistakes that you're making, and you may not realize the impact that it's going to have on whether you even achieve your goals or not. Just as far as persistence, being lazy, having a clear goal, it's stuff that he talks about in this book that just makes me realize, okay, I really need to step my game up, you know, or what I really want in life isn't going to happen because literally it's all in my hands, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
So just as far as school, you know, you're going to Bethune-Cookman. I know you are so excited.
Hey, Wildcat.
So we're just going to get a little bit into Chapter 6. So the first thing that we can get into is the QQS formula, which is quality, quantity, and spirit. What did you think about that?
Okay, with the QQS formula, this is pretty much how you present yourself or present anything that you're trying to give to someone. So the QQS stands for quality, quantity, and spirit. Quality, how good is it? How good does it look? How much detail does it have? You know, quantity is how much time spent doing it, how much of it is there. And spirit, how much of yourself can you see in this product that you just created, or how much of yourself can you present to other people? And this formula pretty much told me that I need to start implementing these things in my life and telling me I need to apply it as habit. I need to present myself in a way that makes people say, hey, I want to know who this person is. What can she do to benefit not only me but my company as well?
Yes. Spirit is what definitely stood out to me, because you have to have a piece of you that makes your company unique from probably, you know, thousands of other companies that are, you know, just like yours and may have similar services. But once you put your touch on it, that's what's going to separate you from everyone else. Now, the next section of this chapter, which, oh my God, it literally was like calling me out, basically, calling me on my stuff. It was the 30 major causes of failure. For me, number 3 stood out, the lack of ambition to aim above mediocrity. It's not that I don't aim above mediocrity, but it's definitely sometimes where I felt like there was a lack of ambition for me. Just, I have a goal, I have things that I want to get accomplished, but then I'll get distracted by other things, and it's kind of like that ambition dies out. So what's some things that stood out for you as far as the major causes of failure?
Well, two that stuck out to me were a lack of concentration of effort and procrastination. Procrastination is pretty much my downfall because it ties hand in hand with lack of concentration. Sometimes when I'm doing certain tasks, I'll zone out and then I'll say, you know what, okay, I don't even want to do this anymore, and then I'll start to procrastinate. And I really want to fix that because that limits me on what I should be doing and what I could be doing and all the things I could be receiving.
Yeah, definitely. Lack of persistence, number nine, that was something that I am, you know, lacking on because, like I was saying before, with the whole I'll start something and then I'll go to something else and I'll, you have to be persistent with whatever you're doing. When you have a company that you're trying to push or start, you have to constantly be working on, you know, the progression of that company, or you have to constantly be thinking of ways that you can improve. So if you're not persistent or if you're not consistently putting out content, then basically everybody that might have become a fan of whatever you're putting out there, they're kind of going to leave because you're not, you know, being persistent with getting more people to watch or whatever the case may be. You just have to be persistent with whatever you do.
I totally understand. And I can actually relate to that because I've been off of social media for a while, and I'm just getting back on it, and I've noticed, like, once you, like, get off, you kind of go under the radar. Like, no one knows who you are anymore.
Yeah, it's social media. Just talking about social media, there's a lot with that because you can get off the radar. But did you kind of notice that maybe you were even a little bit more productive once you got off social media?
That's
what I find. Whenever I take social media breaks, I start to become a lot more productive because I'm not spending a lot of time scrolling.
Exactly.
All right. Now, just as far as having a plan, you know, the whole chapter, organized planning, is very important. But I felt like this chapter, maybe, you know, with you starting your new journey with being at Bethune, organized planning is going to be very, very important for you. So just what did you think about that, or what tools can you take from this chapter and implement it later?
I can actually take from this chapter writing everything out before I actually go and do it, actually seeing how it could possibly play out. So let's say I have an exam coming up, and I have a friend's birthday party coming up on the same day. I could write out, okay, I could study for my exam, take my exam, then go to the party, or do this and this and this, and so on and so forth. Just to see what I can do instead of just jumping right into it. I need to have a set concrete plan just to, you know, make sure I don't fall off it.
Yeah, I think writing out your goals is very important because once you see them and it's something that you visualize every day, you'll most likely stick to those plans that you actually write down or figure out a plan to actually achieve those goals. Did you do the, what did you think about the self-analysis questionnaire?
The self-analysis questionnaire was like an attack to me. It was like, hey, have you said this? Do you think like this? I'm like, yes, yes. But one question that really did stick out to me was, have I ever dissipated any of my energy through lack of concentration? And yes, I have. My energy could have been placed in so many other things that could have been more productive, more successful, and more beneficial to me. But since I lack concentration at some time, I literally wasted energy procrastinating or just sitting in my room doing nothing.
Yeah, the the ones that came to me was, have I delivered service of the best possible quality, and then rebudgeting my time. I really have to focus on that. Like I was saying with, you know, the hours of scrolling on social media, if I rebudget my time and actually map out how much time I'm going to spend on social media and then how much time I'm actually going to work on my business, that'll be much more beneficial than just trying to wing it, because honestly, I'm probably not even going to get what I need to do if I don't budget my time wisely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into our Masterminding Intern show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of our show. And we will see you next time.
Bye.